I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. There is no shortage of dumb things you can do on a smartphone. Right here, I got my iPhone, and I can play a vuvuzela. I can play Angry Birds. So much dumb stuff available that it's easy to forget how powerful a highly portable computer can really be. Fortunately, some folks at MIT are being smart about it, and they've come up with an app called Netra. It stands for Near Eye Tool for Refractive Assessment. Couple it with a little plastic eyepiece, and you can evaluate someone's eyesight and what kind of glasses they might need. It could have huge implications for the developing world, where fully equipped optometrists' offices are hard to come by. Ramesh Raskar is a professor at MIT's Media Lab, and Ankit Mohan is a postdoctoral research associate there. Ankit, how does Netra work?
When the user holds up this device right next to his or her eye, they see two or more lines of distinct colors, and the task is to align these two lines together. And this alignment task is much easier and much more objective than a blur estimation task, which is what traditional optometry solutions usually use.
How do you see this being used as a practical application?
So we're currently thinking of two sorts of targets, and one is more in the developing world, where there's millions of people literally with little or no access to a professionally trained optometrist. And one of the nice things about the Netra is that it allows for self-assessment, so that with very little or no training, you can operate it on yourself and find out what your own refractive error is. So you can imagine a single health worker who covers several thousand people in a few villages can carry just this one device and use it as he or she is traveling around.
I'll just add to that. World Health Organization estimates that about 2 billion people have a refractive error and need glasses, but about 500 million people on the globe have uncorrected refractive error, and a large percentage are blind simply because they don't have right glasses. The cost of building a plastic device is about $2, but we think in large quantities it can come down to just a few cents, and we hope to distribute the software application on smartphone for free and partner with NGOs to distribute this plastic clip-on.
What's the role then for a doctor, for someone who's trained in optometry or ophthalmology in this kind of scenario?
We see this Netra system as kind of like a thermometer for the eye. So it's something that you can keep at your home and you can test your eyes. You can track how your vision is changing over time, for example. You would still have to go to an optometrist to make sure that your eye health is still okay. And even to get the final prescription, you would still probably have to go to an optometrist. So it's not trying to replace what a doctor or an optometrist does. It's simply trying to measure a physical property, which is the refractive error of your eye, which various other techniques already exist, but they require sophisticated tools such as shining a laser into your eye or extensive training in order to be able to use them. And the Netra just allows you to do this much more easily at home.
Yes, and in fact, there is another very interesting application of Netra. There are many aid groups that collect used glasses and then distribute them all over the world. One main challenge they have is when they get this collection of donated glasses, they don't know what its refractive power is. So just measuring those glasses is problematic. And Netra, being a cell phone-based tool, can be used not just for measuring your refraction error of the eye, but actually measuring the power of a donated pair of glasses.
Ramesh Raskar and Ankit Mohan of MIT Media Lab. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello, Larissa.
Hi, John.
The tech community suffered a death last week.
That's right. The Kin. It was a semi-smartphone from Microsoft. Heavy on picture taking and sharing. Fairly cheap.
Meant to appeal to young people, but ended up appealing to no people. Killed after only 48 days.
But Kin lives on in a satirical memorial site, kinrip.com. Here's some music from the site.
There are memorial messages here. Kin, although we never met, you will be sorely missed by the 500-ish people that got the chance to see you, if only once.
Kin, you're the Betamax of phones, but the iPhone of my heart.
Here's my favorite. Who is this Kin person? I was just asked to come and sit in this pew and that there would be food.
Goodbye, Kin.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Like a comet.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.